AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A fiery crash on a western Illinois highway leaves five people dead, including three school children. Illinois State Police Captain Jody Huffman says the bus veered into the wrong lane in Rushville.
A school bus and a semi-truck carrying sand crashed on Route 24 around Parkview. There were a total of five fatalities. The three children on the school bus, the bus driver, and the truck driver.
An investigation's underway. There's been a court settlement over Florida's Don't Say Gay law that banned discussion of gender identity in classrooms. Now it can be discussed, but not as part of an instructional lesson. Are kids really addicted to their cell phones? Here's our Shelley Adler.
A new survey says while most teens felt better when they went without smartphones, many of them won't give the phones up. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones, according to a new report from the Pew Research Center.
President Biden was on the campaign trail in New Hampshire today, vowing to increase programs to help the middle class, which he says Donald Trump would gut.
If he gets elected, he's publicly stated, he'd try to repeal every single thing we've done so far. 15 million new jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, they go on and on. But people still need help.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife were back in court in connection with the bribery case against them. Here's our Julie Walker.
They both pleaded not guilty to new obstruction of justice charges. A New Jersey couple charged with conspiring to accept bribes.
Authorities say a man visiting the Florida Everglades in the Miami area is recovering. He was bitten by a crocodile after he fell off a boat. The Dow gained 47 points. This is AP News. Officials say an avalanche forecaster was killed in an avalanche that he triggered while skiing in eastern Oregon. The Northwest Avalanche Center says Nick Burks and a friend were backcountry skiing on Gunsight Mountain. Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras in its listings worldwide.
Under the new policy, hosts will still be allowed to use doorbell cameras and noise decibel monitors, which are only allowed in common spaces, as long as the location and presence of the devices are disclosed. Airbnb says it expects the new policy to only impact a small number of hosts. The majority of their listings do not report having indoor security cameras. The policy change will take effect April 30th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.